Talk about the I word. The I word. The big I word.
What are the words that begin with I that relate to the president neatly? Ill-tempered, immoral, and ignorant, adorned that indiscreetly. So many words that begin with I can describe the president rightly. Illegal, illicit, and infantile, inflating numbers inaugurally. But the most obvious eyes for the inflictor of lies, incompetent and breachy, inappropriate, insufferable, and eminently impeachy.
The greatest hoax in history. Yeah.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Is it true that you threw a tiny baby temper tantrum and stormed out of your infrastructure meeting after learning that Nancy Pelosi accused you of being, quote, engaged in a cover-up?
I don't do cover-ups. This meeting was set up a number of days ago at 11 o'clock. All of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word.
The what?
The I word.
Impotent?
The I word.
Irrational?
The I word.
Idris Elba?
The I word.
Oh. Impeachment.
Can you imagine?
Well,
the whole thing with Russia was a hoax. And I will tell you, my lawyers say, you don't have to do this. You can use presidential privilege. You don't have to let your lawyers and all of your staff testify. Would you recommend it? Well, you can be transparent or you can be tight.
Sweetie, you seem riled up. Would you like a hard candy or maybe a ventilator?
These people were out to get us.
Well, if I may, Mr. President.
Some days, Democrats can be a pain trying to circumvent. It's hard to be the fake president. What crazy sounds you make. Is it a substance that you're sniffing? Or could it just be a sinus thing? Life just ain't rosy. Nancy Pelosi's creeping on your TV, acting shady. Tried to drop Mueller, thought this was over, but she's got your number now and you feel under attack. Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. You know they might impeach. Keep on breathing. Just keep wheezing, seething, panting, grimacing. Your teeth are falling out. Keep your teeth in.
Presidential privilege.
You clown and mess around. Joking about subpoenas they give. Invoking so much executive privilege. But now things got you down. Thought that your Fox friends would never cheat. Why they all crushing on Mayor Pete?
Ooh, girl.
They just dissed Donald. Now he's dissed Ronald. He's breathing like my old man's carburetor. Ew. He cries no fair and claims he's transparent. I guess you could say he's right, cause we see through him every time.
Madam Speaker, dozens of House Democrats, along with multiple legal experts and my Aunt Linda, have found clear grounds for impeachment. Where do you stand?
I don't think we should impeach a president for political reasons.
How about just for fun?
We have to see what the facts are. I mean, this is not a day at the beach. Must hope that their level of maturity here will set in, because the American people expect results.
Just impeach him, impeach him, impeach him, impeach him.
Well, let me say.
Excuse me.
They say the only way you can reach him is impeach him, impeach him, impeach him. But you know it's what they want. Just impeach him.
Sir, you tweeted a video of Speaker Pelosi, which was clearly doctored to make her appear drunk or impaired. Isn't that a cheap shot?
What they've done is abuse. The President of the United States engaged in a cover. Oh, let's call Russia. Maybe they get it's a hoax.
Just keep tweeting, retweeting, misleading, and cheating.
Gross.
I hear a lot of phlegm when he's breathing. Just impeach him, impeach him, impeach him, but I'm tired of hearing them say impeach him.
Just do it already, let's go get a drink.
When your sky's falling, just keep stonewalling.
What is going on with his breathing?
What's We've been huffing. Is she just bluffing?
Keep your teeth in.
Yeah.
God bless the United States.
Girl.
Remember what the hamburger, she got a burger, burger, burger.
This is the sound of Trump.
Excuse me, many people are saying. Excuse me, many people are saying. Excuse me, many people are saying.
Excuse me, many people are saying.
Crazy, 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 crooked, stupid, evil, stupid, crooked, crazy, crazy, stupid, stupid, evil, evil, crooked, crooked, bang.
America's stepdaddy is angry. See, Trump and Congress have been in a standoff over investigation. Until now, Trump has blocked every request made by House investigators.
When you speak, every word means no. Every word means no.
And Democrats. Them there Democrats. They got a painful case of the blue subpoenas. So this is leading to more and more of them Democrats to throw up their hands and call for impeachment.
Let's impeach the president for lying.
So, this morning, Nancy Pelosi held a meeting to calm down her caucus. And she emerged to say this.
We believe that no one is above the law, including the president of the United States. And we believe that the president of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
It's called bronzer, Nancy. It's a cover-up. It's called bronzer, Nancy, and he's not fooling anyone. After that, Pelosi and Chuck Schumer headed over to the White House for a pre-scheduled meeting on their infrastructure deal. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month, the Democrats proposed a $1 trillion infrastructure deal, and Trump said, why not $2 trillion? So they said, okay. And today was just supposed to be hammering out the details and then Venmoing the cash with a little bridge emoji or something like that.
You walk into the room.
When we got in the room, the curtains were closed. The president, there was a place for him at the front so he could stand and attempt to tell us why he wouldn't do infrastructure. And of course, then he went to the Rose Garden with prepared signs that had been printed up long before our meeting.
You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is, do you?
I walked into the room.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
He started out with an obvious lie that he just assumed everyone else would agree with.
And I told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure. I want to do it more than you want to do it. I'd be really good at that. That's what I do. But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances. I just saw that Nancy Pelosi, just before our meeting, made a statement that we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. Well, it turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country.
No, we would not agree. I mean, we could see right through you, but I don't think that's what you meant. He always tries. He does this thing where he always tries to trick everybody into thinking they agree with him.
Thinking.
So Trump has a clear stance on infrastructure. It's my way or no highways. Trump was...
That's about right.
That sounds right.
That sums it up. Yeah.
Trump was furious about the Democrats' ongoing efforts to be Congress, and he drew a line in the sand.
So, I've said from the beginning, right from the beginning, that you probably can't go down two tracks. You can go down the investigation track, and you can go down the investment track, or the track of let's get things done for the American people.
Okay, we just counted three tracks, and it still went off the rails. Here's the deal. The source of Trump's rage was Nancy Pelosi's meeting this morning and growing calls to remove him from office.
You wanna stay out with your fancy friends?
All of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word. The I word. Can you imagine?
I can. Then Trump let us know that he's denying Congress's constitutional powers for a noble purpose.
If someday a Democrat becomes president and you have a Republican House, they can impeach him for any reason, or her. Any reason. We can't allow that to happen.
Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down.
We can't have a world where Republicans impeach a Democrat for something everyone does, like lying about cheating on your wife or her wife.
Don't bring me down. No, 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 no.
The president also defended his son, who has been subpoenaed by the Senate.
My son, Don, who's a good young man, who's gone through hell.
I mean, he had me as a father. That could not have been easy. That is... That's a tough road to hoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Then he rambled on about the phone calls that Don Jr. made after the meeting with Russians at Trump Tower. Now, we didn't know what these phone calls were. It's long been suspected that one of those calls was to his father to tell him about the Russians. But that's all cleared up now.
Three calls. After... massive study at work. They actually found who made the calls. One was a friend of ours, a real estate developer. Great guy. Most of you know him. Nice guy. Loves our country. And the other one was the head of NASCAR. Two of them.
Two of them? What about the third call?
Look, I've been accused of eating three pies, but I haven't eaten any pie. Want proof? Here's two of the pies. Now, does anyone have any floss? Because I got a lot of rhubarb in my teeth.
But this speech, never rub another man's, never rub another man's rhubarb.
Oh, my goodness. I don't touch that rhubarb.
But this speech was unusual because, for once, Trump actually read from his notes.
I have 19 special counsel lawyers, 40 FBI agents. I said, open it all up. Let them have whatever they want. Nearly 500 search warrants. Think of that, a search warrant. Did you ever see a search warrant before? Neither did I.
I have a feeling you're going to be seeing some more. Trump. Trump was reading off a so-called fact sheet about the Mueller investigation his team handed out to the crowd. Now, they got this fact sheet from ABC News. But here's the thing. They conveniently left out the second page, which included information like 7 guilty pleas, 6 Trump associates charged, 4 people sentenced to prison, and a criminal presidency.
Three wedding rings.
was the Democrats turned to have a press conference, and Nancy Pelosi called Trump out for not having what it takes to get a deal done.
We had hoped that we could give this president an opportunity to have a signature infrastructure initiative to create jobs, to improve the quality of life, to just do so much for our country. For some reason, maybe it was lack of confidence on his part, that he really couldn't match the greatness of the challenge that we have.
How? Questioning his confidence. It seems President Trump couldn't rise to the challenge of putting up long bridges and deep tunnels, and it happens a lot to presidents his age.
I'll tell you what's on before I get up the floor. Don't bring me down.
President went off on the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she said that she hopes Mr. Trump's aides and family stage an intervention, as she called it. Then this afternoon, in that wild exchange with reporters, the president described Pelosi as, quote, crazy, as he dubbed himself an extremely stable genius. And in front of the cameras, the president then put his own top aides on the spot to talk about how stable he really is.
So today I'm announcing.
Trading barbs with his chief Democratic nemesis, President Trump took a swipe at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, saying she can't comprehend the U.S. trade deal with Mexico and Canada now pending before Congress.
You know, she's a mess. Look, let's face it. She doesn't understand it.
The president then got even more personal, relitigating his confrontation one day earlier with Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, complete with schoolyard nicknames.
I was extremely calm. I was probably even more so in that room. So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, crying Chuck, crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
The verbal tussling comes one day after the president lashed out in the Rose Garden, a performance Democrats derided as another Trump temper tantrum.
I don't do cover-ups.
Pelosi appears to have gotten under Mr. Trump's skin, referring to the two eyes, impeachment.
There's no question. The White House is just crying out for impeachment.
And intervention, a new Pelosi trigger word.
I pray for the president of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
The president turned to his own aides to back him up. One after one, top officials were called on by the president to reassure the public Mr. Trump was calm in his meeting with Democrats.
You were very calm.
Kellyanne's right. You were very calm.
Very calm and straightforward and clear.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
Later in the day, Pelosi was at a different event, and she raised the stakes.
This is why I think the president was so steamed off this morning, because the fact is, in plain sight, in the public domain, this president is obstructing justice, and he's engaged in a cover-up. And that could be an impeachable offense.
What? What'd she say? A piece of offishish? Just say it, Nancy. Stop teasing us. Hey, kids, get in the car. We're going to Disney off the store.
I'll tell you what's on before I get up the floor.
We have, for the first time publicly in more than 2 years, Robert Mueller.
Thank you for being here. Let me begin where the appointment order begins, and that is interference in the 2016 presidential election. As alleged by the grand jury in an indictment, Russian intelligence officers who were part of the Russian military launched a concerted attack on our political system. If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider. The department's written opinion explaining the policy makes several important points that further informed our handling of the obstruction investigation. First, the opinion explicitly permits the investigation of a sitting president because it is important to preserve evidence while memories are fresh and documents available. Among other things, that evidence could be used if there were co-conspirators who could be charged now. And second, the opinion says that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge. And I will close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments that there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. And that allegation deserves the attention of every American.
Tune in Saturday, June 1st to a live show from Hilo in Catskill on Main Street. It's music from the Penguin Cafe Orchestra with original Penguin Cafe Orchestra members Jennifer Maidman and Andy Whitehead performing with Liam Singer, Jonathan Talbot, Scott Petito, and Otto Hauser at Hilo in Catskill Saturday, June 1st, 8 p.m. and on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC and WGXC.org. From Inverted Jenny, the 2017 local release from Catskill's Ross Goldstein, this is Upstate Blues.
In the hour of the wolf, in a black puddle of rain, Upstate Blues are giving me a pain. In the memory bank,
hi, I'm Shashamizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Velo Domestique Bicycle Shop. Professional bicycle services at 437 Route 295 in Chatham. Information at www.velodomestique.com or 518-392-3010.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Audrey Berman of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
8 p.m. and on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC. tune in to Radio for Open Ears Tuesday, June 4th. At 8 p.m., it's time for the Leprous Garden Show, WGXC's death metal program hosted by Mantis. And then Dan Seward hosts the Battlefield Earth Show at 10 p.m. from an undisclosed location somewhere in the bowels of Hudson and on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Serving Columbia, Green, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable
phone
service.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
This is Aaron Pednotti, and I am talking to you from 500 Federal Street, where I just saw the preview performance of 100 Years by Richard Dresser, a well-known playwright. And today I'm going to be talking to David Girard, the artistic director of Troy Foundry Theater, which produced the play. The first thing I want to ask you about, David, is Troy Foundry in general. Can you just tell us a little bit about its overall mission and its approach to theater in the Capital Region?
Sure. We've been around for 20 months, exactly. I think 20 Thank months, something like that. And we do site-specific immersive theater. We don't do it in traditional theater spaces. We do it in non-traditional theater spaces. Such we are Special in 500 Federal, which is an office building. It's our first office building, which is really kind of exciting. But we've also performed in the historic Gaslight building for at 5th and Jefferson. We performed in Collar Works. We performed in a Victorian mansion. We've done summer salons in people's backyards.
First, our top story, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, in his first public statement about his Russia probe, did not exonerate President Trump, instead explaining why his office never considered indicting him.
I think something like over 20 different spaces in CBS 20 News quotes Mueller as saying, that's the kind of theater that we produce. We're doing an extant work by an author who's already established. We'll usually try to reinterpret their work, which we've done with Beckett and Pinter. Or if we're doing new work, which we try to pull out of the Dark Day Monday series,
although he could still be
we do full new productions, which is, in this case is 100 years. We also devise our own work. We work with some artists out of Philadelphia, and within our own company, we have our own resident actor company, and kind of build our own work. So most of what we try to do is new, or we try to take something that may have existed before and make it new again.
I read the recent piece about Troy Foundry Theater in the Collaborative, or it was actually about interactive and immersive forms of theater in the Capital Region.
We're featured in that piece, and there's been a lot of talk, I think, in this area, because there's several companies that are trying this kind of work of taking spaces that aren't traditionally theatrical and making them. Center, so it's definitely a thing. We're seeing it a lot in New York. I think the Mexico best, and its laws. Probably most commercial
Honestly,
example in New York
more
is
than
Sleep
anything,
No More, which is the Macbeth-themed piece.
Stunt.
We're not inside the theater right now, by the way, so I can't say Macbeth. We're not even in a theater, so I actually think I could probably stand in the space where we perform our piece and say Macbeth.
You know, you don't want to tempt fate on that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm not really superstitious until I have to be. But, yeah, it's definitely something that is more prevalent. I'm more interested in it mostly because I get to sort of reframe or recontextualize something. It maybe exists before or just create new work. I think create new work in exciting spaces. And I think Troy specifically is an amazing place to work and live and create art in because there's all of these amazing spaces. And what's interesting about doing this play in this space is we've been in all these historic properties, these old properties because everybody thinks of Troy as a place where there's all this Victorian architecture, all these great spaces that are being rediscovered by several business owners in town. Troy's is obviously experiencing this renaissance. And then to turn around and do this piece in not one of those spaces, probably in one of the more newer buildings in Troy, but to have this sort of license as a company to go into a space and just kind of take it over and turn it into a theatrical venue is awesome. It's super.
And another thing that the Collaborative piece focused on is the thematic pairing of the setting to the content of the play. So typically the play is in some less than tangential way related to the type of setting in which it's staged.
We're performing community service. If successful, the charges are dropped.
The report also found victims have a 91% satisfaction rate with the program and noted a huge cost savings. For example, the restorative community program in Oakland
Maryland averaged about $4,500 a year per case, whereas probation in Alameda County costs about $23,000 per year. In North Carolina, a Mecklenburg County Community Air Pollution Monitoring Project is highlighting how housing discrimination affects the health of predominantly African-American residents.
For the past 3 years, people living in Charlotte's West End have been wearing sensors that measure air pollution in real time. They've discovered spikes in air pollution after events such as rush hour traffic, construction, and street paving. Resident Ronald Ross says historically African-American neighborhoods in Charlotte were concentrated on the west side of town, close to railroad lines and factories. Now these neighborhoods are wedged between major highways and industrial zoning.
Our communities are experiencing lots of interaction with COPD, asthma, heart diseases, and so forth, and a lot of that is caused to the air that you're breathing.
Living in areas with poor air quality has been linked to chronic health conditions such as asthma, allergies, and mental health issues. And among pregnant women, birth defects, premature births, and miscarriages. I'm Nadia Ramadan.
Sure what happened there. Let's get everything ready here. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. This is the WGXC Morning Show. Headed into the future at 65 degrees Fahrenheit, or 18 degrees Celsius, if that is your flavor. have tuned into the weather live on the radio. Weather at Wave Farm right now. Through Zach Pop's pond station, hydrophones in the bottom of a Wave Farm pond, picking up the sounds under the seas. Plus Quintron's weather warlock turning the sounds, the changes in precipitation, the changes in sunlight, the changes in wind, and the changes in temperature into sonic sounds. That's redundant. Plus a little outside microphone at Wave Farm, live weather on the radio. It's 65 degrees Fahrenheit. That's your flavor. 18 degrees Celsius right now in Accra. Still mostly sunny. A little few more clouds. And a bit of a breeze, if you can hear that breeze. There's a school bus going by. Thank you. turning into a radio wonderland soon, in 5 minutes at least, here at 90.7 FM.